What happens to your personal data when you board a plane, open a bank account, or share photos online? How is this data used, and by whom? How do you permanently delete profile information on social networking websites? Can you transfer your contacts and photos to another service? Controlling your information, having access to your data, being able to modify or delete it, these are essential rights that have to be guaranteed in today's world. The European Commission announced on November 4, 2010, a strategy to protect individuals' data in all policy areas, including law enforcement, while reducing red tape for business and guaranteeing the free circulation of data within the EU. The key goals include, as the Electronic Privacy Information Center informs, strengthening the rights of individuals, enhancing the free flow of information, extending privacy safeguards to police and criminal justice record systems, ensuring high levels of protection for data transferred outside the European Union, and more effective enforcement of privacy rules. The new policy will build on the 1995 EU Data Directive, which is the foundation for much of the privacy law across Europe. The Commission is encouraging public comments on the proposal. The European Union is based on the respect for fundamental rights. The European Convention on Human Rights and Article 8 of the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union expressly recognize the fundamental right to the protection of personal data. For several years, law enforcement agencies in various countries have urged the adoption of data retention requirements, which would compel communication service providers to routinely capture and archive information detailing the telephone calls, email messages, and other communications of their users. The Directive 9546 of the European Parliament and the Council of October 24, 1995, on the protection of individuals with regards to the processing of personal data and on the free movement of such data, known as the Data Protection Directive, was established to provide a regulatory framework to guarantee secure and free movement of personal data across the national borders of the EU member countries, in addition to setting a baseline of security around personal information wherever it is stored, transmitted, or processed. It went into effect in October 1998. This General Data Protection Directive has been complemented by other legal instruments, such as the e-privacy directive for the communications sector. There are also specific rules for the protection of personal data in police and judicial cooperation in criminal matters. In 2009, the Commission launched a review of the current legal framework on data protection, starting with a high-level conference in May 2009, followed by a public consultation running until the end of 2009. Targeted stakeholders' consultations were organized throughout 2010. In January 2010, Vice President Viviane Reding announced the Commission's intention to modernize the EU data privacy rules in a speech on Data Protection Day. In 2010, the European Commission circulated a document to the European Parliament, the Council of Europe, the Economic and Social Committee, and the Committee of the Regions, containing a draft strategy for the improvements in data protection, including a set of proposals to change the EU Data Protection Directive. The key components of the new EU strategy appear to include the establishment of EU-wide registration forms for databases, new rules on privacy notices, including the promulgation of EU standard form privacy information notices and special rules with respect to minors, new rules that strengthen and clarify the concept of consent to the collection, use, and transfer of data, new rules on data minimization, the creation of a right to be forgotten by giving a right to demand deletion of data no longer needed for the purpose for which it was collected, the creation of a right of data portability, allowing individuals to take his or her photos, medical records, or a list of friends from an application or service and transfer them into another one, new rules on what constitutes sensitive data, new remedies for violations of privacy, including expanded criminal sanctions and empowering data protection authorities with the right to go to court, the establishment of security breach notification rules, clarification on the legal rules that will attach to data stored in the cloud, regardless of the geographic location of the controller, the possible introduction of an accountability principle to ensure compliance with data protection laws, new rules that make the appointment of corporate data protection officers mandatory, along with privacy impact assessments and the employment of privacy by design principles, the encouragement of self-regulatory schemes and privacy seals, improvements in current procedures for international data transfers in order to ensure a more uniform and coherent EU approach vis-à-vis third countries and international organizations, clarification of the Commission's adequacy procedure and improved specification of the criteria and standards for assessing the level of data protection in a third country, a redefinition of standard data protection clauses to be used in international agreements, contracts, binding corporate rules, or other legally binding instruments, clarifying and strengthening the status and the powers of the national data protection authorities in the new legal framework, including the concept of complete independence, exploration of ways to improve the cooperation and coordination between data protection authorities and to ensure better enforcement of EU rules, particularly on the issues having a cross-border dimension. This may include strengthening the role of the Article 29 Working Party and providing it with additional powers in order to give a European response to breaches of data protection rules at EU level or to create a European Data Protection Authority, and enhancing international privacy enforcement in a cooperative fashion. On November 4, 2010, the European Commission released a communication outlining its preliminary proposals to revise the EU Data Protection Directive and announced its strategy to strengthen EU data protection rules. This policy review will be used by the European Commission with the results of a public consultation to revise the EU's 1995 Data Protection Directive. Public submissions and comments can be made on the European Commission's public consultation website until January 15, 2011. Building on this, the Commission will present proposals for a new general data protection legal framework in 2011, which will then need to be negotiated and adopted by the European Parliament and the Council. Why does the EU need to revise its approach to data protection? While the 1995 Directive's core principles remain valid, modern technology and globalization pose new challenges to data protection. These changes have led to questions on whether the existing EU data protection legislation can still fully and effectively be relied upon, or whether reform is needed. To address these issues, the Commission consulted the public in 2009 and stakeholders throughout 2010. The Commission concluded that the EU needs a more comprehensive and coherent approach to its policy on the fundamental right to personal data protection. For example, the Data Protection Directive does not cover police and criminal justice cooperation. Following changes brought by the Lisbon Treaty, the EU can now adopt comprehensive rules on data protection covering all EU policies, including police and judicial cooperation in criminal matters. Under the review, data retained for law enforcement purposes should also be covered by the new legislative framework. Regarding the role of the Article 29 Working Party, the Working Party should become a more transparent body and help achieve a more consistent application of EU data protection rules under the authority of the Commission. The Article 29 Working Party is an advisory body established in 1996 by Article 29 of the Data Protection Directive. It is made up of national data protection authorities from the member states, plus the European Data Protection Supervisor and a Commission representative. The EU Commission strategy sets out proposals on how to modernize the EU framework for data protection rules through a series of the following key goals: strengthening the rights of individuals so that the collection and use of personal data is limited to the minimum necessary. Individuals should also be clearly informed in a transparent way on how, why, by whom, and for how long their data is collected and used. People should be able to give their informed consent to the processing of their personal data, for example, when surfing online, and should have the right to be forgotten when their data is no longer needed or they want their data to be deleted. Enhancing the free flow of information in the single market dimension by reducing the administrative burden on the companies and ensuring a true level playing field. Current differences in implementing EU data protection rules and a lack of clarity about which countries' rules apply harm the free flow of personal data within the EU and raise costs. Extending privacy safeguards to police and criminal justice record systems so that the individual's personal data is also protected in these areas. Under the Lisbon Treaty, the EU now has the possibility to lay down comprehensive and coherent rules on data protection for all sectors, including police and criminal justice. Naturally, the specificities and the needs of these sectors will be taken into account. Under the review, data retained for law enforcement purposes should also be covered by the new legislative framework. The Commission is also reviewing the 2006 Data Retention Directive, under which companies are required to store communication traffic data for a period of between 6 months and 2 years. Ensuring high levels of protection for data transferred outside of the European Union by improving and streamlining procedures for international data transfers. The EU should strive for the same levels of protection in cooperation with third countries and promote high standards for data protection at a global level. More effective enforcement of privacy rules by strengthening and further harmonizing the roles and powers of data protection authorities. Improved cooperation and coordination is also strongly needed to ensure a more consistent application of data protection rules across the single market. On November 15, 2010, Peter Hustings, European Data Protection Supervisor, and Giovanni Puttarelli, Assistant Supervisor, spoke to the press about the future of the EU legal framework for data protection and addressed in particular the European Commission's recent communication on a data protection reform strategy. The European Data Protection Supervisor first emphasized the importance of the reform of the legal framework for data protection, which he considers as very timely to remain effective in a European information society of 2015 and beyond. He insisted on the need for a strong and effective data protection in a society where personal information is used in quantities that cannot be measured, very often without individuals being aware of it. The European Data Protection Supervisor warmly welcomed the Commission's communication and expressed his full support to the issues identified and to its main lines of action as a first step in a revision process whose challenges are huge. He therefore called on the Commission to seize this opportunity to come up with ambitious proposals that would reflect the equally ambitious goals set out in its communication. Peter Hustings said that data protection is not an abstract thing. It relates to everybody's life, every moment of every day. A strong data protection also supports and underpins other issues such as our European economy, our security, the accountability of our governments, and trust in the information society. There is no room for mistakes here. The challenges are enormous. The European Data Protection Supervisor also gave his views on the main points for the new framework. He highlighted in particular his support to achieving further harmonization of national data protection legislation, the need for a technologically neutral approach, the inclusion of the principles of privacy by design and accountability, the introduction of a mandatory security breach notification covering all relevant sectors, and the inclusion of the areas of police and justice in the general framework. The data supervisor affirmed that he will continue to closely follow the work of the Commission in the time to come and intends to issue an opinion going into more details within a few weeks. In the meantime, however, Peter Hustings pointed out the need of ensuring the application of the present rules. This should be done through different means, including better enforcement at national and EU levels, making sure that privacy considerations are proactively built in new regulations having an impact on data protection, and reinforcing the international instruments in data protection in close cooperation with all relevant actors. Peter Hustings also recalled his role and contribution as an advisor in the EU legislative process and as a guardian of lawful data processing in the EU administration. He will continue his work in supervision, consultation, and cooperation to ensure that all EU institutions and bodies keep on improving their level of compliance with data protection rules when they process personal data and develop new legislation or policies. This information has been provided by the Electronic Privacy Information Center, which is a public interest research center in Washington, D.C., focused on emerging civil liberties issues and the protection of privacy, as well as by Europa Press Room, the official website of the European Union, and the European Data Protection Supervisor Press Service. For background information and analysis on the issue of data protection within the European Union, you can listen to the related Radio Niskor audio documents available on our webpage dedicated to human rights and civil liberties in the European Union. This program has been produced by Radio Niskor at our studios in Belgium on November 19, 2010.